Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected on today, and wherever you are listening to this podcast, thank you so very much. I appreciate you being connected every single week. It really is a blessing to us to have you connected, and thank you for just being a part of making this podcast what it is. We here at Next Level Leader develop a community of leaders who believe that iron sharpens iron. For us, it means so much to have you connected. Thank you so very, very much. Please know that we'd love to hear from you, love for you to share this podcast with as many people as you can. It's our goal to try to reach 1 million people. You can help us do that by sharing it. Wherever you hear it, share it with someone else. Also, I'd love for you to follow me. Follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Let me know what city you're from. Let me know what you're dealing with in leadership. Love to stay connected. That's our community by which we engage. And also, I want to encourage you to follow me, not only there, but to go to my website at josephwalker3.org, find out more about books and content when I'll be in your city. All those things are there. That's josephwalker3.org. Go check it out. It would mean a lot. Finally, I'd love for you to go over to YouTube. And my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, believing that it'll truly be a blessing to you. So go check it out. Let us know what you think. It would mean so much if you did. And like and subscribe, share, do all those wonderful things. And thank you so much. This is a place here on Next Level Leader where we believe leaders grow together, sharing content. It's our goal to give you practical application into leadership strategies. And that's what we're attempting to do every single week. So thank you for being connected. So many people from different walks of life tell us that you're being blessed by this. Today, I want to help you understand something that all of us struggle with. It's how do you lead until they get it? Whew. Leadership sometimes is tough, particularly when you have a vision, something you're trying to put forth. The level of frustration is heightened because you feel that they just don't get it. Maybe you're hearing this today. Maybe the topic itself was so intriguing because it felt that it was special made for you. And it is, because there are seasons in which people just do not understand what you're trying to accomplish, and they make assumptions about it. Sometimes they disconnect because they just can't get it. As a leader, though, you have to be so locked in on the fulfillment and manifestation of the vision that you have that you're willing to push through this level of frustration to help other people understand with clarity what you're trying to do so the vision can go forward. And let's understand something. Here's the first principle. Understand leadership from the cockpit. I use this analogy to really explain that leadership is like being in the cockpit. And you have different levels of passengers, first class, coach, etc. And but what you'll discover is that there's things you are aware of as the pilot that people on the plane are not privy to. So it's hard for them sometimes to understand why you're making the moves that you're making. It's because you have more intel and more experience. And so when you are in the cockpit, you have to lead knowing that implicit in the relationship as leader and follower will be a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of questions as to why, when people don't have the capacity to really even comprehend or understand the answer to that question. So I think it's important that you lead from the cockpit, because the safety of the passengers, the safety of the people in your organization depend upon you being effective as a leader from that space. You can't leave the cockpit and come back and explain yourself. You've got to be so locked in to what you're doing that you recognize this wonderful opportunity you have to get people to their destination. So listen, I'm telling you, this is it. So, hey, Leave from the cockpit. Let's do it. Here's the second thing. All right. Unteach to teach. There it is. How do you unteach? One of the things I have learned is that people oftentimes come into situations with a variety of erroneous understandings and teachings. They are products of the experiences they've had, and those experiences are not always positive. Sometimes those experiences are full of myths, misunderstandings, etc. So sometimes you have to unteach. I remember at the church when I first became pastor, and people were holding on to certain traditions and things, and they had no biblical foundation. So part of my teaching was to unteach so that I could actually teach, to get those thoughts and teachings out of their head and spirit so I could actually lay a clear foundation. That's what this is all about. So let's be very clear, ladies and gentlemen. This is about understanding clearly what it means to unteach before you teach, to dismantle erroneous teaching and thoughts and methodologies, and to establish new ones based on reliable information, credible sources. As a leader, it is so important that you're patient in this process, because there are some people that are so adamant that what they feel, what they've been taught is true. And the hardest thing for a person to do is actually change their mind. But I've learned, if you're going to be an effective leader, you're going to have to unteach. That's why number three is important. Patience. See, leadership is about patience. It's about understanding the need to be patient with people, to know they're in a process, and to not rush it, and to give people time and space to kind of catch up with you. That's how this works. And I've learned, man, that there's no substitute for patience. Leadership is about waiting, because what I've learned is that sometimes the revelation is, you know, it's progressive. Some people get it at certain junctures and some people get it later. And sometimes you can't get frustrated if people just don't get it. When you're trying to put forth something that's never been done before, something at that scale, you just expect people to be able to palate that or comprehend that. Some people, it's not even the realm of possibility, some of the things you dream about, some of the things you're sharing. So you got to lead knowing that. And you got to lead being patient, giving people time to properly palate it, properly dissect it, digest it, properly mentally prepare their minds to see it as even a possibility. Patience. Patience, ladies and gentlemen, will really help your team evolve to a place where they really believe that things are possible that historically they thought never were. But you have to remain consistent. See, a part of leading until they get it is that you cannot be swayed by public opinion. You must continue to drive the point home. There's something about consistency. I have a whole concept on this, that when you are consistent and consistent, it builds momentum. And that momentum brings the manifestation to pass. You get buy-in because people look at, are you remaining consistent? You're not all over the place and you're not discouraged because of a lack of support and understanding, but you are consistently pushing forward and believing, and this becomes your narrative. It becomes the thing that you do with the energy of intentionality. You are constantly making your case. That's why it's important as leaders that we are consistent, because inconsistency is a flaw that could contribute to the demise of your vision. So let's maintain and work on our consistency. Let's make sure that number five, we don't second guess our vision. You see, a part of leading until they get it is you have to believe that the vision you have is what you have been assigned to share. Without second guessing that, without going back saying, well, they don't understand, so maybe it's not meant to be. No, you have to keep pushing forward and trust the vision that God has given to you. Do you really trust it? Do you really truly trust the vision that God has given to you to bring to pass? Ladies and gentlemen, that's what this is all about. It's about saying, I trust this vision. I believe this thing is going to come to pass. And man, when you trust the vision without second guessing it, amazing things begin to happen, because you are leading and you are converting people to believe in that thing because you are so passionate about it. You are so committed to it. Here's number six. You truly, truly, watch this, execute with excellence. See, You present before them a model of so much excellence that in the execution and manifestation of your vision, the way it comes off, it allows people to truly understand, ah, I get it now. There's always that moment that when people see it at a level or scale of excellence that you do it, they begin to believe in it and buy into it. Often people don't believe in our visions and don't buy in because we don't have a level of excellence associated with it. So they say, well, if you're not invested in your vision, how in the world can I be? To believe in what's happening, to invest in what's happening, to come alongside and partner in what's happening, I must present at all times with a level of excellence. See, because leading until they get it means that if I'm consistent and I'm putting forth excellence, that thing is going to be so in their face, so in their spirit that they're going to see themselves as a part of it. Let's review, because this is so important, because I know there are people who are listening to me now and you're incredibly frustrated because you're like, they just don't get it. I mean, after all this I've done, they just don't understand me. Let me tell you something. Understand leadership from the cockpit. Some things people just will not get. Only other people who fly from the cockpit can truly understand the plight of what you're dealing with. Sometimes the passengers you're carrying will never understand it because that's the way it was designed. But you can unteach to teach. You can look at what may be hindering people from receiving it and then ask yourself, you know, how much of this teaching needs to be untaught so that I can now teach them the proper way to bring this strategy to pass. And then I have to be patient and recognize that we don't all get that together, but we all move at a pace that's consistent with what God has ordered our life to be. And by remaining consistent, I'm not all over the place, but I am constantly present, constantly moving it forward. And never, here's the next one, second guessing my vision. When God shows me something, even if people don't get it, I am not going to second guess it. I'm going to walk in like this thing is going to happen. I believe with all of my heart that it's going to manifest. And as a result, when I do what I do, it's going to execute with excellence. Every single thing I do, I'm going to step out and do it with extraordinary excellence. Here's the final thing I want to share with you. Include your team from ideation to manifestation. You may be saying, what does that mean? Well, let me tell you, your team matters. And sometimes we miss this. It is a vital point. Your team must be included. This is how you get buy-in. This is how people begin to understand, because you bring them in on the embryonic stages of the vision and help them to build it out toward a place of execution and manifestation. If you bring them in at the wrong time, they still will never understand. But I want people to know exactly what's going on, what I'm after, how I'm bringing for a vision. So I put them in a huddle, put them around the table, and I pour my heart out and I share because I want everybody's buy-in. As a leader, the efficacy of your leadership is getting people to follow, getting people to partner, getting people to invest in what is uniquely yours. I am incredibly thankful because I believe that even if they don't get it, it doesn't mean they won't get it. How about if you put a tag on it? They don't get it yet. But if I will live out these principles that I've heard today, I recognize that eventually it will come to pass. I am thankful for you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This is what Next Level Leader is all about. It's about just giving you some real strategy, some real lessons. Every leader goes through that season when you feel like people just don't get it. You can lay out vision and you can lay it out with clarity, but it's all tied to the comprehension of the people to whom you serve. You cannot take for granted that just because you understand it, just because it's clear to you, it's going to be clear to everybody else. This is the time that you have to begin to look at what's happening and say, I have a responsibility to make sure that all those who I am responsible for come to embrace and understand and participate in the manifestation of the vision that God has given to me. Isn't that amazing? They may not understand it initially, but it doesn't mean you have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Please understand, they'll get it. If you're consistent, if you're focused and locked in, they'll get it. Amazing things will happen in your leadership. If you understand that little word called patience, just be patient, be persistent, and you'll be amazed at how it all comes together. I want to thank you. I do. Thank y'all for tuning in today. Make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Let me know how this particular episode has been a blessing to your life. Go out there on my website, josephwalker3.org, buy our books and tapes, etc. Know that I appreciate you. And also go over there on YouTube. Check out Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That's Dr. Steph and me. We have a wonderful YouTube page. Guys, I am thankful for you. I'm grateful for you. And I hope that this has been a tremendous blessing. Remember, sometimes you got to lead, even if they don't get it right now. You'll be blessed. Until next time, peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker3.